Cut the Line podcast. We are talking South African rugby once a week. Right now, focused very much so on the Varsity Cup. Rugby that rocks on a Monday night, and it was rocking once again last week with four fixtures that knocked socks off. Lots of tries scored, lots of close matches, changing narratives for some teams, but most importantly, the semi-final picture coming clearly into focus for those sides that are setting themselves apart from the pack, and most notably, of course, Shimlers, who are in the number one spot now, 17 points on the board, two clear of the Eagles of Northwest University in second, and UCT in third on 15 as well. Marties have 13 points on the board. They're in fourth. Marties are resurgent and looking like one of the sides that may well lay claim to the title in the end. But who's going to be playing the home semi-final and the final always makes a massive difference. And the Eagles show that they have the metal to host those semi-finals and finals. And last year's competition, when they were flying high, they've lost so many players and they continue to show tremendous form. So if they end up hosting a semi-final, there's going to be trouble for whoever's coming to visit. So Marties would love to climb up that log before the end of the season and bring teams down to the Donny Craven Stadium with a DC packed with however many it is. How many is it? 25,000 screaming fans in maroon t-shirts and jerseys. So let's see how that shapes up when we come to the fixtures. At the end of the show, Wits are in fifth position. They haven't added any more points to the 10 points that they accumulated early on, and they've lost two in a row and haven't added any bonus points either. So they need to stymie that slide down the log and try to launch themselves back into the knockout positions. But from the way that the form sheet is going, they look like they're outside of that top four, which between Shimlers, the Eagles, the Ikeys, and the Marties, those teams do look deserving of those top four spots right now. But it's all in Wits's hands. They have a lot of quality players and they could still turn this form around. It's just looking like they're running out of steam right now and they need to find some inspiration. CUT are in sixth position. They got 9 points, just one behind Wits. But CUT themselves have also showed a bit of a turnaround in form, but maybe other teams rising to the occasion and CUT finding some tougher opposition lately. They are on 9 points, 6 points clear of UJ, which is crucial. So that's a full win and a bonus point away from UJ, and they need to keep it that way. That win over UJ early in the season may well prove crucial. As for UDubs, they're locked into the number 8 position, bottom of the log still, but they've got their first point up on the board, having scored 4 tries against Shimlers in a very impressive showing, which they gave Shimlers a tough time. The scoreline might not suggest that at 48 points to 26, but they did put up a good fight and they showed improvement in some really crucial areas to get their first log point. They've been making improvements. They've got really difficult games coming up next, but their last game of the season is going to be against UJ, and depending on how the rest of UJ's season goes, that could be a do-or-die game. And UWC will be hoping for just that. If they can get out of 8th position and finish in 7th, they'll have to play a playoff relegation match, most likely against Varsity College, who are playing very well in the Varsity Shield, but let's not get over our skis quite yet. What's clear is that Turks are returning to the Varsity Cup, and I can't wait, actually. Seeing the highlights from their matches, it's, Varsity Cup without Turks doesn't feel like it makes perfect sense. And they deserve to be here, and the amount of jeopardy they add to the competition by being the fifth team fighting for their top four spot between all four of those sides, which are currently in the top four, who will feel like they should always be in the running and in a semi-final at least, and then Wits on the outside trying to get in as well. UJ, who will feel like they've been unfortunate so many times over these last few years with the excellent, excellent showings that they've given, only to be scuppered at the last in so many matches. If you look down the years, the amount of points that they lose their matches by. Anyway, let me not harp on about that. Time after time. So they opened the scoring, UDubs, when they played against Shimla, 48 points to 26. Shimla's Ethan Wenzel playing at 10 is looking like one of the stars of the competition. And if Shimla's continue to lead the log and host the semifinals, they'll be back in contention and perhaps one of the favorites for yet another year. And they need to stop stumbling at the final hurdle. So let's see if they've figured out a way to approach their postseason woes and turn those around. They're scoring incredible, incredible tries. So once again, not only are they grinding things out, they've got a very strong forward pack, but they're also entertaining the fans down there in Bloemfontein. every week with some really mind-blowing tries, long ranges, and very impressive. Looking forward to seeing them live and in person. Coming up next for the Shimlers, it's the Bloem Derby. They're playing the Central University of Technology in Bloemfontein, and CUT are coming off a rough one, so Shimlers will be confident for that. And after that, Shimlers are taking on Maatsies at home. So, that's going to be a big game. Because Maatsies, one would expect, will be looking to march possibly into the top spot then. Depending on how things pan out this week, it's going to be a fascinating Monday. Keep your eyes locked on this competition, that's for sure. But you keep your eyes locked on UDubs as well. Really like the way that they looked, and they might just have one game in this season that defines the whole season, and could pull themselves out of the fire still. How dramatic would that be? It's a tasty option. Lineup's looking good. Okay, moving on to the UCT and the CUT game. UCT dismantled CUT Ixias by 44 points to 7 on the Green Mile. UCT enjoying some home comforts lately, and they have punished teams for their sins of coming to the Green Mile and imagining they could win. Green Mile, a very difficult place to go with the weather conditions, and it wasn't the weather that made the difference in this match. It wasn't the weather at all. It was UCT running the ball in the first half and the second and just totally devastating the Ixias time after time, and playing strong up front and an expansive brand out wide as well. They've got serious talent. Most notably, in Ntokozo Makaza back again, scoring 2 tries and just, you know, nailing his kicks as well. He says he's got his eyes locked on the Stormers. The man's got high ambitions and, you know, getting to the Stormers, of course, something that he's watched a lot of his teammates do over the course of the last few seasons. So why would he not dream that he can be a Stormer? Says he loves the way they play. Says he loves D-Mac, Damian McKenzie. Man, what a player. Who doesn't love D-Mac? So let's see what the future holds for Makaza and what it holds this season, because UCT in third position are once again putting themselves in contention for the Varsity Cup title itself. And they have every reason to feel confident, you know, with the players like Makaza in their ranks. But of course, Varsity Cup has many twists and turns, and keeping your ranks healthy and uninjured, one of the most important parts of it. But UCT know the path to the final. They were there last year, and they've been there before, and Tom Dawson Squibb has these guys firing. They were scoring brilliant tries, great tries in the Varsity Cup this week. Great tries in the Varsity Cup. So, CUT, troubling loss for them. They're playing Shimlers next, as was mentioned previously. They stayed gritty in the match, and they managed to score a try near the end, and so they have not lost their spirit, but they'll need to hope that they are safe from the potential relegation situations in 7th and 8th. They don't want UJ dragging them back in with miraculous victories. But it would take some miracles for UJ, because we're moving on to them now. And UJ went down by 41 points to 22 against the Maatsies. And it was far from impressive for the University of Johannesburg, folks. So moving on to the aforementioned UJ, they scored just the 22 points to Maatsies 41 in what was an exciting night in Stellenbosch. Very vociferous Maatsies crowd that UJ were greeted with. And while they were competitive for a while, it was slowly becoming clear during the match that Maatsies were going to outmuscle UJ, which has been far too often the case for, you know, UJ throughout this competition, and they'll once again feel like they did themselves dirty, sold themselves short in yet another match. But as usual, scoring absolutely brilliant tries. Swart in the hooker jersey has become such a crucial player for UJ as they try to find a way to compete more effectively up front with these powerhouse sides in the Varsity Cup. They'll need to have more guys like him in their ranks. So, I mean, they are just the 2 points clear of UWC, and, you know, with the match coming up this week being a tough one, they're looking towards that Joburg derby, surely. Although they're playing at home this weekend, and we'll talk about next week's or Monday's fixtures shortly. But they are playing Wits in a match that could see them drag themselves from the clutches of potential relegation situations. And into the light, into calm and peace, where they would like to be. Because guaranteed relegation for number 8 for the final and last log position in the Varsity Cup, and promotion relegation for team number 7. So, UJ have really got to turn it around. Still 41-22, not as devastating a loss as it might sound. Scores do get stretched out in the Varsity Cup once things go wrong. But on the other hand, let's speak about the victors. Marties, who have turned it around since that opening round loss against the Eagles and are looking very dangerous at this point. They have a brilliant, brilliant combination of skill out wide and power up front, but they lean on that power up front first and foremost to set the foundations for victory, to score the tries, to get the points that stretch them away from their opposition, and they're looking like a handful. The question remains, you know, will they look like as much of a handful when they come up against the likes of the Eagles, who gave them problems up front in that opening match, when they play UCT again, who they beat on the Green Mile, when Shimlers come to town. Shimlers, what an enigma, Shimlers. Can't wait to see them in the knockouts. That's all I'll say. Can't wait to see them in the knockouts. 7 points clear of it, so they're, yeah, I mean, it would require something quite special from Vitz. I'm pretty sure they'll be playing in the knockout places. We are pretty sure they're playing in the knockout places. Let's just say that. And Marties, they'll be feeling pretty confident as well, only being 3 points clear of Vitz. But they've got a decent chance of making the knockout stages. Let's just say that. Playing the way that they are, anybody would be in trouble. But the team they've got coming up next is definitely in trouble. Juan Mostert, still playing quality rugby in that number 10 jersey, shining. Pascal Akeji scored a try that ripped the roof off of that place. It was absolutely brilliant. But in that match against UJ as well, Swart rounded off just another try of the season contender from UJ for a team try that came from the depths of nowhere and ended in glory and pain for the Marties fans, who, you know, they're trepidatious at times, having seen some of the things that they've seen in recent years. Last time they won the competition was not that long ago, but for Marty's fans, it's very long ago. I think it was 2019. So, that won't be allowed to continue. Surely. Final match of the round, the Eagles took on Wits. The Eagles winning by 51-22 in Potchefstroom, where they are irrepressible at home, in front of that home crowd. The brand of rugby they play is a winning brand of rugby. But that could be said for a couple of teams in this year's competition. The top four, all looking deadly. And yeah, the knockout stages, they're just going to be brilliant. A couple of great matches, as is always the case in Varsity Cup rugby. Keanu Van Voorhel, playing on the wing, is ripping into opposition. He looks a cut above, a player ready for the next level. No question about it. Yards also, I mean, out wide, Eagles, they devastate. And Zinedine Robinson is running that back line. Oh my gosh, he is a conductor, that man. They've brought in some great players as well, Kubeka, and I mean, their backline options are tremendous. I thought that up front they might find some struggles, having lost all of those important players, but Kyle Van Sale and the crew, Kyle Van Sale playing in the number 2, they are having a party up there, and Potchefstroom is the place to be. And on 15 points, they might just find themselves sneaking into first and being able to actually host the semi-final and the final again, as they did last year. And if you know what happened last year, they managed to get that dub. They put another one in the cabinet. And if they could capitalize on this golden generation, you know, they could put themselves into that conversation with Marties and Tux as the greatest Varsity Cup sides of all time and continue producing quality players as they do every year. So, Wits, on the other hand, yeah, the steam is leaving the train, man. And they are going to have to really climb a mountain to get back into their top four, because those sides are firing on all cylinders and they've got tough assignments up ahead as well, Wits. So they're going to have to, look deep into their souls, because that 51-22, even, I would say, flattered them slightly. Lottering looking strong in the number 2. He wasn't afraid of the physical confrontation in spite of, the confrontation which it was from the Eagles. Very uncompromising side that they are. Tough stuff up there in Poch. And Setsabo Mokoena in the number 15 continues to look impressive. And Carl Smith is, you know, he's the new constant beckling of the side. Constant beckling the previous talismanic leader of the Wits team. And now, Yeah, Cole Smith and Snow, one of the guys. They're going to have to pull that together. Old Doc as well, the record point scorer for Vets, is no longer around. And his absence may prove to be very much missed come the end of the season. But they'll feel comfortable in 10 points, 7 points clear of UJ. Everybody hoping that UJ doesn't pull off some kind of miraculous return from their position in 7th. So as to avoid playing a promotion relegation match against a very good side from the Varsity Shield, which is improving in its competitiveness week by week as well as the teams warm up to the competition. And with Tux leaving that competition at the end of this season and another team dropping in, that is going to provide a seriously high level of competition in the Varsity Shield next year, which I can't wait to see, because whoever goes down there is going to find a resurgent CPUT. The Madibas are really looking clinical and talented as well, but maybe underpowered in comparison to the likes of Tux. Tux are running wild, to be clear, in the Varsity Shield competition, and they have no real competition that they're looking at down there. So somebody's going to have to pull off a miracle to even beat them in the final, but it's not the team that wins the final that gets promoted. It's the team that finishes first on the log. So this team that finishes second will play the promotion relegation match. Against whom shall it be? We shall find out in the weeks to come. So, fixtures for Monday the 18th, round 5. Wits are hosting UCT. Now, Wits, as we were just speaking about, need to find a way back onto the horse, and playing UCT, not ideal, because they've just won 44-7 against CUT. And if you watch some of the tries from that match, you'll know that they were not lucky. And, you know, Makaza and Hannes and the boys down there, a lot of Delport in them, and yeah, Retabile though. They're going to be tough to beat throughout the course of this season, because they're quality, and that's why they're always in the knockouts. Simple as that. So, Wits at home against UCT. Can they turn it around in front of their home fans? It's the perfect opportunity. And if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And UCT, not quite the best, but they lost in the final last season, and they have been one of the top sides in this competition for a number of years, contiguously now. UDubs hosting Marty's in another fixture from round 5. And that is going to be, yeah, a full meal for UWC to put away. Will they be able to eat it all? It's an all-you-can-eat festival, and it's gonna take something pretty special for UDubs to overcome Marty's in the form that they're in. But it is a derby of the Western Cape, and anything can happen in the Varsity Cup. So UWC, having scored 26 points in this last match, will feel that they are finding better form, and if they can catch Marty slipping, wow, that would be a tremendous victory for UDubs. And Wits would thank them. CUT would thank them. The competition would thank them for adding some serious jeopardy, and UDubs, of course, with that win, would put themselves possibly above UJ, depending on what goes down between UJ and Northwest University. University of Johannesburg hosting the Eagles. And UJ, similar to Wits, playing at home, the two Joburg sides are playing against UCT and Northwest University. They both have a tall order in front of them. Now, if UJ can continue to play with the form they have, it's not a question of finding form. It's a question of finding resilience, I suppose, in the forward pack especially. And Northwest University will test said resilience in the forward pack. So if UJ have turned a corner, this will be a great time to show it. But the Eagles will be eager to put another 5 points on the board, to put the pressure on the Shimlers and to put themselves in contention for that home final. Because it means a lot more than, you know, just winning the Varsity Cup competition, of course. It's about the pride of the university, shall we say, and a continued success that attracts, you know, more people to come to the university and believe that you can come there and be, you know, whatever you want to become. So, great advertising tool for all of these universities, and success, you know, breeds success, and it also brings eyeballs, interest. So there's many reasons besides the silverware, but Northwest University will be most eager to get their hands on title number 3. And in the last match from round five, it's going to be the Central University of Technology, the Ixias, hosting the Shimlers. And the Ixias, well, they had the most troubling result of last Monday by 44 points to 7. They lost against UCT, and they would have liked to have shown more resistance than that. Whether they had the wind in their faces or at their backs, they continued to leak tries throughout the match. And there'll be plenty to think about. Let's just put it that way. So, the Bloom Derby. Let's see who comes out on top. Of course, you know, temperatures will be raised. The best of brothers will be playing against each other on opposite sides of the field of Bloemfontein. And let's see who comes out for the better. The Women's Varsity Cup is starting up as well, yet another year. I think it's the second year, this, of the Women's Varsity Cup. So, expanding the game as well. Would love to see the Varsity Sevens come back. We'll see if that ever comes back around again. But the Varsity Rugby competition just continues to thrive. And, yeah, let's see what happens in round five. So, big games in round five. Most interestingly, I want to see if Wits can claw their way back into the top four conversation, and in so doing they'll have to beat UCT, which will bring UCT back into a different conversation there between Marties and Wits. And what happens with CUT against Shimlers? If CUT beat Shimlers, wow, then you know this competition is truly getting to an explosive level. After round five, only two rounds left, so we are truly in the sorting period right now. But the teams are all playing at a very high level, and the best teams are scoring the best tries. And even the losing teams are scoring some of the best tries, i.e. UJ. Can UJ find a way this week? All of the matches crucial. Don't miss a single one. All right, and I'll speak to you soon.